Hello and welcome to the Week 5 podcast for Planning and Public Policy. This follows last week's discussions, which were on public sector agencies at a local and regional level. And it was great to see that a number of the groups got some good discussions going. Really interesting to see the way different cities and regions appear to have different approaches to the kind of support that they can give to festivals and events. I have to say, Glasgow didn't come out particularly well in one of the classes, but Edinburgh seemed to do okay. Places like, Toronto, that did well. Melbourne, yeah, so it was well worth people having a look at those two examples. I'm glad that, that the different groups got a chance to see what was going on there. Perth and Kinross too, you know, you don't have to be a city of several million people to be able to put together an effective and workable policy for delivering festivals and events in your region. And it was interesting, I thought it was good that we managed to then bring out some of the themes that came from the lecture as well. So the use of language, you know, was it accessible that the kind of guidelines that were being set down were actually accessible to those who they're trying to reach, the people who are producing festivals and events. Now, as we switch attention from organisations towards kind of policy environments, it was quite clear that the kind of economic priorities that a lot of these organisations were trying to achieve or reach were very important to them. So it makes sense that that is the first policy environment we're looking at, economic policy. Now, in the module pack, you'll be aware that it actually says that we're looking at international policy and events from a global perspective. But as flagged up in the seminars, that will now be happening in week 8 when we have a guest speaker. So what we have coming up is economic policy in week 5, and then, contrary to what I said in the classes, coming up in week 6 will be cultural policy, and week 7 will then be social policy. And that is partly because of stuff that I've got planned in the week 7 seminars, which means I'd rather have the cultural policy section available to run the kind of seminar I want to do then. So, looking at economic policy, the focus is going to be on, some of the stuff that Getz has said to say, well, what exactly is economic policy and how can we then unpick some of the ideas he's got going on there. We'll also have a look at something we touched on in the very first week, which is market failure as the basis for public kind of support, public investment into ideas. There are some good case studies, the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Also have a look at the, shall we say, the chain of command, as it were, through the delivery of money, which can then go into public sector funds for different events and projects. And then to close off the lecture, we'll be having a look at a specific journal article written by some researchers over at University of West of Scotland. And they are looking at Qatar and what it has been doing over recent years to get itself in a position where it can then deliver the 2022 World Cup, or at least be awarded it. So from an economic perspective, that is clearly one of their high priorities. Now that, as I say, comes from a specific paper, and in order to contribute to the seminars, you're going to have to read that paper. So I've tried to make it easy by putting a link into the Moodle space for week 5. So please follow that link. You may have to log in to be able to get access to it if you're not on campus, but that should be relatively straightforward. You'll see from the seminar handout that that's not the only thing we're going to be having a look at, but it is an important thing. Other things to point out, this week just gone, the Sochi Olympic Flame started its very, very long relay to Sochi for the Russian Winter Olympics in the new year. Coming up on Wednesday, I believe, the Queen's Baton Relay will kick off for the Glasgow Commonwealth Games. Other things that I've put up onto Moodle, by the way, include the proper link for the referencing guidelines. I've also put on something in there about stakeholders in the relevant weekly topic, so that's there to be had a look at. So if you think stakeholders is good for the assessment, have a look at that. Bye for now.